Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. He was on the road with the basketball team Saturday as they went to Amherst and got a blowout victory. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good, and I don't know about you. I was pretty surprised with the as lopsided a game as that was against the UMass team that had beaten Kansas earlier in the year.
You know, I'm not totally surprised that they won. I think all of us are a little bit surprised at the margin. It was a kind of game where, you know, Vanderbilt led at halftime 28-23, and I sat there with the feeling that Vanderbilt had had the opportunity to really seize control of that game in the first half. You know, they had led by 10 at one point. There were a number of opportunities it looked like for them to extend the lead, and they weren't quite able to do it. UMass hung in there, and as we said, just a five-point game at halftime. And A.J. Ogilvie only had 2 points in the first half. In the second half, Vanderbilt shifted to another gear. They got much more efficient offensively. They began to build the lead, and then just to change things up a little bit, Kevin decided to go to a 3-2 zone and put either Jeffrey Taylor or Lance Goldburn up at the top of that 3-2, so you've got a 6'8 player out there with long arms at the top of that zone, and they might as well have cut the lights out in the Mullins Center because UMass had no idea what to do with it. They totally imploded at that point. Vanderbilt pulled almost every rebound. You know, ran down, got a quick basket, got a good shot, scored 50 points in the second half. And Vanderbilt is not a team that you think of that's going to be a highly explosive offensive team, but they just totally dismantled UMass in that second half and won going away. So I think it's a great win for them. It's a great confidence builder. It looks good on the resume to get a win, as you said, against a team that beat Kansas in Kansas City. If you're going to go into conference play, you want to go in with a good, confident note, and I think they'll do that.
And they'll be put to the test right away on Saturday at Kentucky.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, Kentucky had a tough one with Louisville yesterday, and going into Rupp Arena to open up conference play with a bunch of young guys for the first time, that's going to be an interesting thing to see because, you know, whether we realize it or not, most of these guys, are still very young and get nervous. You know, this is a new thing for them. Every road trip is a new thing, and now they're going to go play in front of 23,000 at Rupp Arena. So there'll probably be some jitters early on, but at least I think they got a nice boost of confidence to go into somebody else's house and play as well as they did.
Joe, Vanderbilt really dominated the boards in this game against UMass, and I think for the sixth straight game, held the opposition to under 40% shooting. Might even be a sixth straight game at about 35%.
Yeah, this one was 28%, as a matter of fact, and only two teams this season have shot 40% against Vanderbilt. So they seem to be a very solid defensive team. And, you know, I think one of the major differences pointed out in this game, and you guys know, having watched this team in recent years, the teams that gave Vanderbilt the most trouble in recent years were the teams that had quick point guards that could drive the basketball, drive it into the lane, create problems. Well, they had some drives in this game, but they would get in the middle and get shut down. And the other thing that this team can do, Vanderbilt can do, is in the past where you had to fight through every screen and you had to, you know, fight through double teams, these guys have the capability to just switch on the ball screens. They don't have to fight through everything. They can just switch and cover. It's made them a much better, much more difficult defensive team to deal with, and I think they take a lot of pride in that. The other thing is, and you mentioned the boards, A.J. Ogilvie had 8 boards, but they really shared the wealth in that department. Lance Goldburn had 8, had a great game. Darshawn McClellan had 5, had another great game for him, tied his career high in points. Jermaine Beal had 6 rebounds, Jeffrey Taylor had 5, and, you know, Steve Chingang had 4. So those guys all going to the basket, and that's what it's going to take for this team to continue to be successful.
And Goldborn really jumped out in this game, didn't he?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, I think he's just going to get better and better. He's still probably not 100% after that long bout with mononucleosis, but I think we're beginning to see some of the impact that he can have on a game. He's one of those guys, Mark, and Jeffrey Taylor's another, that can jump after a basketball, come down and go right back up after it again. You know, it's not like he has to reload.
It's like Whitechuck does.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly the same
exactly.
thing. And I mean, that's a special thing. We saw that a couple of times in this game. And, you know, UMass had Tony Gaffney, who came into the game averaging 11 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots a game. He had 59 block shots through the course of the season. They credited him with three in this game, which, you know, I think it might be a little bit generous, but he was no factor whatsoever. They totally took him out of the game, and I think Kevin had to be just extremely pleased with the whole trip.
And Joe, in the last 15, 20 seconds we have here, Vanderbilt, for all the good feelings about the football season, had to feel even better on Friday when they saw two teams that they beat win bowl games in Kentucky and Ole Miss.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that, and you know, you're pulling for the conference at this point to do well, and to see Ole Miss play. I thought Ole Miss played just terrific, and gave them a lot of credit. We were, in fact, en route to Hartford, flying into Hartford, and on a layover in Baltimore, and stopped and saw some of the game there, the Ole Miss game. And yeah, I think they do take heart in that. That's but the conference doing very well in bowl games again, and I don't think that's a surprise.
Was there a sign when you get off the plane in Hartford, welcome home of Mark Howard?
You know, have you seen those digital signs?
Yes.
This didn't have that.
Oh.
Gee, what a shocker.
Well, maybe next time.
God, you leave for 20 years, they forget all about you.
I can't believe that they've forgotten all about you.
I'm sure they have it at the Ithaca.
We probably got off in the wrong terminal.
Bradley International, baby.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, the airports at Ithaca and also in Evansville both do have welcome signs.
That's probably it. Uh-huh.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, call-in show tonight, 6:30 with Coach Stallings down at the Commodore Grill.
All right, see you.